Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the news, they're showing Stephen Vogt. When your press conferences are looking like you are declaring a state of emergency, it can't be good. The camera's shaky. He's standing there kind of swaying left and right, kind of surveying the situation. FEMA is coming in. We have talked to the president. That's the way he looked at it. Oh, and am I wrong? That's the way he looked at that. Yes.
Not the same thing. I thought the FEMA thing.
He looks like a county sheriff right now going, folks, the cleanup is on its way. We are working on this as soon as we possibly can. We have been in conversations with the Department of Defense. We will get on this as soon as we can. That's the way he looked in that post-game press conference yesterday. Shaky camera work. Just not a lot of good right now. I want to ask Daryl about that coming up at 8:22. Not about the state of emergency sort of thing there, but whether or not we can ask the question when you can ask the if about the Guardians coming up with the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder at 8:22. Chad Ochocinco, remember when he was at Browns camp years ago?
Yeah.
Acted as a coach for a couple of weeks and then left, and we're like, where'd he go? They're like, hey, he can come in and he can go as he pleases. Chad Ochocinco, over the moon. He was on Nightcap on Friday night. Over the moon on Shedeur Sanders.
I got a couple of young bulls out there. You know, I talked to Denzel Ward. I done talked to some people. He looked different. There's a difference when that young bull is out there spinning that ball. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Difference. I'm talking about football. I ain't talking about no media and all that hoopla and all them, you know, on Twitter, they putting up the numbers. Some he with 10 for 12 for 2 touchdowns. I'm talking about when he's at the helm, he looks different. Whether he's going with the first team, second team, or third team, it don't matter. I understand getting drafted in the 5th round. All that means nothing when it's time to play football and that whistle blows. He looks different than the rest of the competition. That's what I heard. And I'm talking about Not Brother Ward. I'm just talking about from sources that's in that room, that's on that field, that's playing the sport.
Well, heard it from Denzel Ward, too, apparently. Now, that was Chad Ochocinco. That's one side of it. Here's a former Browns coach on the quote-unquote ridiculous, this is the other side, ridiculous hype train for Shedeur Sanders. Here's Eric Mangini.
It means a little something, but I wouldn't read too much into it. I feel like you might be a Browns beat writer, Colin, because this hype train in Cleveland is so ridiculous right now. And I get it. There is a desperation coming off of Deshaun Watson for some quarterback to emerge, for some hope to be there for the franchise. And they thought Shedeur could potentially be a high pick for him. And then they get him in the 5th round. So it exploded in Cleveland the second that he got here. And what Kevin Stefanski is trying to do is he's trying to tamper it down. He's trying to push it down. All of his reps have been with the back end guys. He hasn't gotten any reps with the ones. To me, that's a good decision, because as soon as he gets in with the ones, then the hype train is going to roll even further.
Can I just point out that audio courtesy of FS1? I think that both guys have a valid point. I think both guys have a valid. That's not fun to do. You got to take one side or the other. Lima likes coming up at 6:43. I know you're supposed to take one side or the other. I think both guys have a valid point. Can I explain why, Tone? One with Ochocinco. He is right. He is absolutely right. There has to be, and it's not where it's like sources coming in. Remember, this guy does have, whether you like him or not, and I think a lot of people, if they don't like him, I think that they're more mad at the Browns over the last how many years than they are at Shedeur Sanders. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure, at some point during the summer. There's an aura that he has. He's had to lead players before in bad situations. They took over at Jackson State, not a great situation. They left that position. They left that program in a much better position than when they found it. You go to Colorado. Clearly, they left that He's left that program in a better position than when he found it there, him being the quarterback. You have to lead people. On the other side, for Eric Mangini, he is dead on. He is dead on. I'll say it personally. It's been 3 years of bad stuff. Negative, bad feelings with the whole Deshaun Watson thing. I'll freely admit it. I want him to do well. I want Shedeur Sanders to do well. I want Shedeur Sanders to be the next big thing. I'll just come out and say it. I hope that he ends up being that guy because it would be so much fun.
Why wouldn't you?
After 3 years of frustration, vitriol, depression over everything going on, I really do. So it's hard for me to not get too excited and amp up and say things more than what they're probably true. Where Eric Mangini saying, hey, we're early in this process. These camp stats, all these things, they don't mean very much. But I get excited about the relationships that he might have with some of the veterans and some of his teammates, don't.
I of course you'd want him to get elevated if he's earned it and be able to be, you know, the guy where we're not questioning. Right now we're talking about four different quarterbacks where you know, we're either talking about a veteran or him and he's gaining ground quickly. Like, that would be a dream scenario, I think, for everybody. Then it would answer so many questions we would have about the state of the organization. But, you know, to the point of what Mangini is saying, and he's somebody, obviously, who has, you know, run a bunch of these types of camps, has been there, has seen this. Like, the good news is we're not hearing that he's a fish out of water, that he doesn't belong. Because that would be alarming right off the bat. And granted, they didn't make this huge, huge investment in him based on where they took him. But, you know, that would quell a lot of the excitement, I think, immediately. So we haven't heard that. On the flip side of it, yeah, is it silly to be comparing the numbers in camp when they're not even thrown to the same...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Same guys, you know, one's not really even taking any of the first team reps. Yeah, it is silly, but at least it does give us a little bit of excitement. So I'll reserve the right to have a little bit of excitement. I'm certainly not in the camp of losing my mind every day and talking about how this changes everything with the Browns. Like, I'm not there yet. Like, we have to get to training camp. Yes. We have to get to the joint practices. We got to get to preseason games. And the funny thing is, even that's still not a real game.
Well, here is the former Browns coach, Mangini, saying exactly what you're just saying about trying to keep the expectations tempered.
I'd say the numbers have to be taken with a gigantic grain of salt. There's a lot of learning going on for him, and to see the numbers, that's positive. But he's also working versus the back end of the roster, so his numbers should be a little bit higher just based on that as well. The other issue with Shador, it's not accuracy. It's how well he can deal with pressure in the pocket, the constant need to extend plays, the unnecessary sacks he took. And you're looking at an offensive line and a team in Cleveland that had one of the worst percentages of sacks given up last season of anybody. So I just say you can get excited, but don't be too excited.
Again, audio courtesy FS1. He's talking about that completion percentage and touchdown passes and stuff chart that's going around, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got to have his mind blown with stuff like that going on right now. And I think anybody reasonable has their mind blown with it. Like, listen,
why are we calling touchdowns? Why are we acting like this is the same thing as a touchdown in a real game where you had to drive the football down the field? No, they're just stationed at the 10-yard line, throwing into the end zone.
Yes.
And it's just nothing like, this does not replicate football the way that we know it. So the stats shouldn't be.
I think a guy like Mangini finds it funny because you're not with unless you're doing a 2-minute drill, which I'm sure they have once or twice. Uh-huh. You're not putting together drives; they're putting you in situations. It's situational practice. So what are the by the way? And again, they're not even wearing pads, and you're going to be wearing the orange jersey anyway or red jersey anyway. So you're being put in situations. Third and long situations, short situation, run play situation, pass play situations, red zone situation, deep high red zone situation. Like we got to understand, like this is situational stuff. It's not putting together drives and, all right, we're going to start at our own 25-yard line and down the field we go with 10:31 left to go in the second quarter. And now we've gotten past our 15-play script. Like that's some of the things that I think that everybody's missing out when they just look at the charts and they look at this stuff and they see the things that the media puts out that really are just by an observation of some people watching, where it could be right, it could be wrong, depending on when they were looking and when they were talking to Scott Petrak or something like that. Like, I don't know what's actually going to be real when it comes to the charts. I just assume none of it's real. So what's real? What some teammates may be saying? Of course, they're not going to sit there and rip them a couple of weeks into practice. What they might be saying behind the scenes about his attitude, which it seems to be fine. But I think that what's real is the same thing we talked about him coming out of college, in that there is some leadership there, and there is a guy that's going to have to still, because of where he was taken, because of the draft, he's going to have to go out there and he's going to have to earn his teammates' trust. But the completion percentage and things like that, I think that Mangini's right on. I know that you play both sides and you say, well, Ocho Cinco says all these positive things. Mangini, I don't think he's being negative. I just think he's being realistic. Realistic of what the expectations are going to be. Realistic about what a football team like that, since he's been the head coach, and really, I think in kind of a similar situation as a head coach of the Cleveland Browns before, I think that's maybe more of what Eric Mangini's thinking here. It's like, hey, I know Shador Sanders is a content machine. It's right up there with Aaron Rodgers. So these are going to be the two bigger stories of the NFL offseason here over the next 5 weeks of what people talk about, where he's at, what he's doing, what football camp he's at, who's he talking to. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers and what's going on there. By the way, we'll talk more with Jeremy Fowler coming up at 9:22 with ESPN.
I know we got to go. Stop you real quick.
Go ahead.
Said he's a content machine.
He is.
The funny thing is he, in anything he said, hasn't really created any stir. There's been no distraction. It's been no circus. I don't even think, has he said anything that outside of him just smiling and, you know, he's been a decent soundbite. But
exactly.
It's not like he's gotten in front of the mic and said something where we all ran to hit publish. Like, holy cow, did you see what Shador said? That hasn't happened. He's just kind of blended right in.
I think people have made him polarizing over these last 6 months. They have either made him somebody they love or somebody they despise in so many ways. Again, I bring up some of the Browns fans. I think that they're more mad at the Browns over the last how many years of football. And Shador Sanders might be some personification of that, going after the sizzle, going after guys who are going to be big names. I think it was worth the risk. So I just want to see what he's able to do. But none of the charts and things like that, I think, really matter. And I think that that's what Eric Mangini's trying to say. And I really think that when you hear what Ocho Cinco's saying, that there is a feeling within the teammates that, all right, this guy is not an idiot. He is not what some people have made him out to be, that this guy can be a respectable teammate in this locker room and perhaps somebody that leads. And as of right now, on June 16th, that's all you're asking for.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.